Hear and know stories. Hear and know English. Hear and know stories in English. This is your program. Hear and know. Brought to you by the Dirección de Autoaprendizaje de Idiomas de WATCH.
Welcome to our program, Hear and Know, where you have the opportunity to hear stories in English and test your understanding. Each week, we will listen to a chapter of an interesting story and ask questions about what happened. We will give you the answers to check your understanding. At the end of the program, we'll ask a question for a prize. Send your answer in English via email as soon as possible to hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. We will print out all the correct answers and draw one to win the prize and announce it on the next program. Welcome to Hear and Know, the program designed to help you improve your English. And here's your host, Roberta King.
This program, we continue with the conclusion of Dracula by Bram Stoker. If you're joining us for the first time, here is our story so far. Jonathan Harker traveled to Transylvania from England to meet with Count Dracula, a vampire. Jonathan managed to escape when he discovered that Dracula planned to kill him. Mina, Jonathan's fiancée, went to visit her best friend Lucy, who was engaged to Arthur Holmwood. Lucy began to act strangely, but Mina had to go to Budapest to take care of Jonathan. On returning to London, they find out that Lucy has died and Count Dracula is in London. We met Dr. John Seward and Professor Van Helsing, who try to help Lucy. However, Dracula was too persistent and Lucy died. After her death, there were stories of little children disappearing overnight and returning the next morning with marks and blood on their neck. Van Helsing knew it was Lucy and convinced Dr. Seward and Arthur to go to Lucy's tomb. After being convinced that Lucy was a vampire, Arthur hammered a stake into Lucy's heart and brought her peace. However, they had to find the vampire responsible for Lucy's death. Van Helsing visited Mina and Jonathan Harker in London and read Jonathan's diary. He knew then that it was Dracula who had killed Lucy. Everyone agreed to hunt down Dracula. They found where he lived and placed holy bread in each coffin but one. Then Dracula returned and was frightened away by Van Helsing's small gold cross. When they returned to Jack Seward's house, Mina's bedroom door was locked. When they broke down the door, they saw Mina in Dracula's arms, drinking his blood. Again, Van Helsing used his cross to frighten the vampire away. Mina fell across the bed. During the last program, we heard a lot about the five major motion pictures made from the book and the stage play of Dracula. Let's learn a little about the men who played Count Dracula. Max Schreck was a German actor who played Count Orlok, the character of Dracula, in the 1922 silent production of Nosferatu. This was based on Bram Stoker's book, but with name changes. However, it was so obvious the story was really Dracula, Bram Stoker's widow sued the production company and bankrupted it. Most of the copies were destroyed per Florence Stoker's request, but today you can still see the movie online. Although most famous for his role as Nosferatu, Schreck went on to play many other parts until his death in 1936 of heart failure. The most famous Dracula of all times and the basis for most of our vampire nightmares today, Bela Lugosi, played the Count in the 1931 movie. He had played the part on Broadway to excellent reviews, but had difficulty getting the part in the movie. For him, the movie was a curse as well as a blessing. A blessing because his performance was magnificent. A curse because he became typecast and had to play in horror movies of varying quality the rest of his life. Lugosi was originally from Hungary and was born very close to the border of Transylvania. He left home at 12 to become an actor against his father's wishes. He eventually came to the United States in 1920. After appearing in a few movies, he starred in the stage version of Dracula, and the rest, as they say, is history. A wound he received during the First World War caused his addiction to morphine, which he fought the rest of his life. His identification with the role of Dracula, his heavy accent, and his morphine addiction all served to prevent his getting roles suited to his true acting abilities. He died in 1956 at 73. Sir Christopher Lee played the role of Count Dracula in Horror of Dracula in 1958. He was the first Dracula with elongated canine teeth. He was already a successful British actor in many films prior to his starring in Dracula. After this, he played the role for most of the 1960s in various horror movies produced by Hammer Films of the UK. You may have seen him as the Saruman in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Although nearly 87, Lee is still active in films and voice work. Paralleling Bela Lugosi, American Frank Langella starred as Dracula in the revival of the play on Broadway in 1977. The film was made in 1978 with Langella reprising his role. He didn't have fangs because he felt it took away from the monster. With the lessening of restrictions in film, his portrayal of Dracula was very sensual. It started him on a successful film career. You may remember him as Perry White in Superman Returns. However, he prefers the stage to film. Francis Ford Coppola's hit movie Dracula starred Gary Oldman as the Count. Oldman is a British actor who has played and continues to play a variety of roles in a variety of movies. This was a restricted version of Dracula with lots of blood and violence and sex. You may remember Gary Oldman as the villain in The Fifth Element, Harry Potter's godfather Sirius Black, or James Gordon in the current Batman series of movies. Before we begin part one, here are some questions that you need to listen for the answers. 1. Why did they have to kill Count Dracula? Because they were angry with him, or to prevent Mina from dying and becoming a vampire? 2. How did they know that Dracula had left England? Because Mina could hear the sound of a ship moving through the water, or they had found a part of a ticket at his house? 3. What did Mina ask of Jonathan? To kiss her before he left, or to kill her to prevent her from becoming a vampire? Let's listen to the first part of today's story.
A cloud moved across the moon, and when the moon came from behind it, Count Dracula was not there. "Oh, Mina, my love," I cried. I took her in my arms. "What has happened? Tell us." I was wild with fear. Mina shivered. "Don't leave me," she cried. "Oh, please don't leave me." Her face was pale, and we could see two little wounds on her neck. She put her head in her hands and gave a long, terrible scream. "Stay with me," she cried. and I held her in my arms until the first light of day showed in the east. Chapter 6. Dracula must die. The next day, Van Helsing, Jack Seward, Arthur, and I made our plans. Mina was there too. She was very pale, but she wanted to help us. We knew that we had to kill Dracula before Mina died.
If we don't,
Van Helsing said, Mina will die and will be a vampire forever. I have been back to the Count's house this morning, and the last coffin has gone. We must find it. Count Dracula will be in it during the day. If we can find him before dark, we can kill him. But where is it now? I asked wildly. Of course, we did not know the answer. But then Mina spoke. I feel that I am half a vampire already. And sometimes strange thoughts come into my head. I think that these thoughts are Count Dracula's. Just now, when you were speaking, I thought that I could hear the sound of a ship moving through water.
Of course, cried Van Helsing. Dracula has decided to leave England. He knows now that we are his enemies and that it is dangerous for him here. So he is going back to Transylvania by ship. We must find out which ships left for the Black Sea last night.
At the London shipping office, we learnt that one ship sailed for Varna in the Black Sea the night before. We also learnt of a passenger who arrived at the last minute, a tall, thin man in black. He had a pale face, burning eyes, and a very red mouth. And he had with him a long box.
So, said Van Helsing, the ship will take about 3 weeks to sail to Varna. But we will take the train across Europe and get there much faster. We leave tomorrow.
We left London on a cold October day, and 4 days later, we were in Varna. We made our plans and waited for the ship to arrive. Every day, Mina told us that she could still hear the sound of water. But 3 weeks went by, and the ship did not arrive. Then at last, we had news. The ship was not coming to Varna, and was already at Galatz. We took the first train to Galatz, but we were too late. The box was no longer on the ship.
Someone came and took it this morning, one of the sailors told us.
We hurried back to our hotel to tell my dear Mina the news. But we saw that she knew it already, and her face was white with fear.
He has gone, she said quietly, and he is taking me with him. Oh, my dear friends, before I change into a vampire, you must kill me. Then you must do what you did to poor Lucy. To give me rest. Tell me that you will do this for me.
Poor Mina, how frightened she must be. Let's hear our story so far. Jonathan cared for Mina after Dracula had escaped. The vampire hunters made their plans the next day. They knew they had to kill Dracula before Mina died, or she would become a vampire forever. Van Helsing went to the Count's house and discovered the last coffin had gone. They had to find it, but where was it? Then Mina told them that she felt strange thoughts come into her head, and that while they wondered where the coffin was, she heard the sound of a ship moving through the water. Van Helsing knew that Dracula was returning to Transylvania by ship, so they checked which ships had left for the Black Sea the night before. They learned that one had left for Varna on the Black Sea, and that a tall, thin man with pale skin, burning eyes, and a very red mouth, with a long box, arrived at the last minute. The vampire hunters left for Varna by train and arrived 4 days later. After 4 weeks, the ship had not arrived. Then they discovered that it was not coming to Varna and had landed at Galatz. By the time they arrived at Galatz, someone had already taken the long box. When they returned to the hotel, Mina already knew and told them that Dracula was going to take her with him. She begged them to kill her before she turned into a vampire. Here are a few questions to answer during the stunning conclusion of Dracula. 1. What was happening to Mina? She slept a lot, or she was turning into a vampire? 2. Where did they catch up to Dracula? Near to Castle Dracula, or on the river? 3. What did Jonathan Harker do to Count Dracula? Killed him with his knife, or let him go free? Let's listen to the conclusion.
I held her hands, but I could not speak. If that day ever comes, I don't know how I shall live through it. Later, while Mina slept, we tried to make new plans. She is right, said Van Helsing unhappily. Our poor Mina is in great danger. She is already beginning to change. Her teeth are getting longer and sharper. And when the Count reads her thoughts, her eyes are hard and cold. We must find him and kill him before it is too late. I can remember little of the next few days. I was wild with fear and anger. We learned that the Count's coffin was traveling by boat up the river. And Jack Seward, Arthur, and I began to follow in another boat. Van Helsing took my Mina with him in a carriage, and they began to drive across the mountains to Castle Dracula. When I said goodbye to her, my heart was breaking. Perhaps I shall never see her again. We followed the Count's boat for 5 days, but we could not catch it. Then we learned from some villagers that he was now traveling by road, so we bought horses and rode like the wind through the night. By late afternoon on the next day, we were getting near to Castle Dracula. We must ride faster, I cried to the others. The sun was beginning to go down, and then, suddenly, we saw on the road in front of us some men with a cart. And on the back of the cart was the coffin. I had only one thought in my head: to kill the vampire, to finish him forever. Arthur and Jack were right behind me when I got to the cart. I jumped from my horse onto the cart, and while Jack and Arthur fought the driver and the other men, I pushed the coffin to the ground. It fell
and broke open. Count Dracula lay there, and the last light from the sun fell on his terrible face. His eyes burned red, and they looked at me in hate. In a few seconds, when the sun went down, he would be free to move. I jumped down to the ground, held my knife high over his heart, and brought it down as hard as I could. It went straight through the vampire's heart. Count Dracula gave a horrible scream, and then lay quiet. In the same second, the sun went down, and when we looked into the coffin again, it was empty. Above us on the hill was Castle Dracula, and soon we saw Van Helsing. He hurried down the hill to us, and my dear Mina was with him. I ran to her and took her in my arms. Her lovely face was bright and happy again. "It's all right, my love," she said softly. "We found the tombs of the three vampire women. They cannot hurt us now. And Dracula is dead at last. We can begin to live again."
Here's what happened. Van Helsing confirmed Mina's thoughts. She was starting to turn into a vampire. They learned that the Count's coffin was traveling by boat up the river. Jonathan, Jack Seward, and Arthur Holmwood got a boat and followed up the river. Van Helsing took Mina in a carriage across the mountains to Castle Dracula. Poor Jonathan was not sure if he would ever see Mina again. They could not catch up to Dracula's boat, but they found out he was traveling by road from some villagers. They bought horses and rode as quickly as they could. They were getting close to Castle Dracula. The sun was beginning to go down. They saw the coffin on the back of a cart ahead of them. Jonathan got to the cart and pushed the coffin to the ground. Arthur and Jack fought the driver and the other men. The coffin broke open, and there was Count Dracula inside. While the last rays of the sun fell on Dracula's face, his eyes burned red with hatred for Jonathan. Before Dracula could move, Jonathan stabbed him in the heart with his knife as hard as he could. Dracula screamed and then lay quiet. The sun went down, and when they looked again, the coffin was empty. Van Helsing came running down the hill with Mina. They explained that they had found the tombs of the vampire women who could no longer harm them. With the vampires gone, Jonathan and Mina could begin to live again. And that concludes the exciting story of Dracula by Bram Stoker. I hope this encourages you to read the story yourselves and find out more information on the internet. Tune in to our next program as we hear and know another story. The winner for our question from our last program, "How many movies about Dracula did we talk about today?" is, with the correct answer of 5. And now for our final Dracula question to win our prize. Who killed Count Dracula in the story? Send your answer in English to hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. The question again? Who killed Count Dracula in the story? Thanks for listening. This is Roberta King, courtesy of the Dirección de Autoaprendizaje de Idiomas. I look forward to your participation and hope you'll tune in next week for the beginning of another exciting story.
Thanks for listening to Hear and Know. Tune in next week to listen to more of our stories and to find out the winner of our weekly contest. Remember to send your answers in English to hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. That's hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. If you would like a copy of this program, please contact us at 771-717-2000, extension 5550.
You have been listening to Hear and Know. Tune in every Wednesday at noon. Radio Universidad 99.7.